Basically, what we're here to talk about is the use of technology and graphics and so forth, and the effective use of it in trials, and should you use it at all? And so that's kind of the first question that we have. I have for Ryan is you know, one of the biggest concerns that I've heard amongst my peers, especially older attorneys, is, you know, should we use technology during trials? Aren't you concerned that jurors are, you know, may think that technology is too flashy, especially jurors in rural counties in Texas or across the country? What are your thoughts?
That's been a prevailing myth that I'd call it within the legal profession, that you can be too flashy by using graphics, by using PowerPoints in these rural areas. And that's just not true. Even out in Marshall and some of the most remote areas of East Texas and West Texas, when you ask those jurors, how many of you have connection to the internet? How many of you have a smartphone? You're regularly seeing 2/3 to 3/4 of the pool raise their hands. That experience is one in which they are simply inundated with visual information. I don't know how many of you all have begun reading articles online. I imagine most of you have as you're looking at Google News or Yahoo or whatever news feed comes up. But there are more icons now on links, the way you can tweet or post news articles, than I'm even aware of and can keep up with. I will oftentimes see 5 to 10 icons just to post news information. I don't even know what those are. I don't have an app on my phone that does that. It's evolving and moving so quickly, it's hard to keep up with.